they were out there for us to protect us. It was their job to do that. And so that's what we used to have in the past, and now we're just not seeing that same thing in today's law enforcement, which is why you have these cases.
And that's crucial, because we're trying to give students an opportunity within their own voice to understand when it's their time to be decision makers. They get to say to lawmakers, they get to say to elected officials, it's not that you're doing a bad job across the board, but maybe there's some things we have to take a second look at. Maybe this is the time in your tenure to take a look at, wait, do we approach this in a interest or in a way that benefits us all? I think Charlie has something she wanted to also add.
I was just going to say, based off of your statement, Mr. Walter, like, stop dismissing your kids. Recently, we've seen throughout years that the youth really have been leading the movement on certain issues. We've seen it with March for Our Lives. We have a young girl from Germany talking about environmental issues. And in most of these cases, these kids don't resemble the same skin complexion as me. So I feel like, in a sense, sometimes we're viewed as the underdogs. But I want the community to see the NAACP Youth Council as their champion. I want, whenever something bad happens with someone involving the youth, that they know that they can count on us to analyze the situation and come up with a problem, come up with a solution to solve the problem. And I want to also extend the olive branch to make sure other youth councils out here reach out to us and try to help us out with this situation, and just let us know that we have their we have their support, and we would also let them know that we have their back on situations if they have anything that they have to deal with it. So as youth in our community, I feel like it's very important for us to stick together and make sure that we're all coming together as a union, mm-hmm. and forming a sense of community and support around each other.
Respect that. Respect that. I mean, let me tell you something. That is very critical, because you and I have had this conversation publicly and privately.
Yes, sir.
And when we talked about this issue of the March for Our Lives, we talked about the fact that the numbers of children that looked like ours, black children, that were in the forefront, there were very few. One or two went up and made a speech. Maybe.
Charlay was one of the ones who spoke on that stage.
I remember it.
And her concern was, what was the outreach? What did the outreach look like to our community?
Right. And of course, the other part of that, and we discussed this on the show before, was the fact that the dynamics of what we experienced versus what was experienced there at Marjorie Douglas, mm-hmm. was very different.
Absolutely.
You talk about mass murder from the standpoint of someone coming in and actually with the focus of shooting and killing anybody that's in their pathway.
Yeah.
Versus going directly to a person and shooting them, which is what you typically see in black schools or in the black community specifically. No, you very rarely see anybody that comes out and just starts spraying everybody there. Just with no specific purpose. You understand what I'm saying? And that, not that it doesn't justify a daggone thing, but it points out that our experiences are different. They're very, very different. And I think that where we are right now, in terms of our democracy,
yes,
as we're going to be discussing today, and we look at Plato's challenge regarding the democracy and the failure of democracy, is to look at the fact that back then, during that time, we will talk about this in depth in a few minutes, back then, the discussion was, hey, listen, if you're an oligarch, then, you know, you actually would send somebody out to go and eliminate your enemies so that you can take total control over the political situation, or what was considered to be the democracy. That was their idea of democracy, right? There's a lot to be said with regard to how these things happen.
Well, there's a lot to be said as to how Plato framed that within the context of what's happening on the global stage right now. When you look on the global stage and see what countries have tendencies that resemble that era that you're talking about, as far as eliminating those threats to you politically and eliminating those who threaten your way of life, mm-hmm. There are countries that still demonstrate that policy. And we have recently, based on what is happening out of our White House, have started to form relationships and alliances, it appears, with those countries that makes one wonder Are we actually perpetuating the one thing we used to fight against?
Exactly, exactly. And we certainly don't want to be on that world stage.
And I say we as a country.
Exactly, exactly. This is WMNF 88.5 Tampa, and this is your host, Walter L. Smith II, the voice of the Tampa Bay area, along with the members of the 4th Estate on the Sunday Forum here on WMNF Studios. We're so glad to have with us the members of the NAACP Youth Council, led by Mr. James Cole and Dr. Jawan Air Cole. We're so glad to have you here in our studio to discuss these issues and to make your public statement regarding this atrocity that has just happened and befallen this young man, correct?
Yes.
I'm very prideful, very glad to see you here. And we just want to take that time to say thank you. You can hang out with us if you want to for this discussion that we're going to have. But we got to move on the show.
And Walter, I want to make sure I close with this. We have had an opportunity to reach out to the state attorney. He was out of town during the time in which we were realizing what was getting ready to take place in the meeting Saturday that just took place yesterday. However, in reaching out to him, he has already agreed to meet with the students as soon as the schedules can align. And he has also said that he is planning to possibly attend one of the adult branch meetings. So we will keep you posted. The idea is not to have a gotcha moment, but more so make sure healthy dialogue is taking place. And if there's a chance for corrective action, that takes place. If there's a chance for education to say that the action that has already been taken is the appropriate action, at least the community can be informed and the youth can move forward understanding that their voice was heard and they were representing the voice of not just a generation, but a community.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Hey, man, thank you very much for joining us. Like I said, you guys can stick around. We've got to move on with the show. But let me tell you. Go ahead.
One more
statement from Madam President. Go ahead.
I also really want to thank you for giving us this platform and giving us this opportunity to get our message out from the youth perspective, because it's something that we don't hear a lot. For anyone who's interested in supporting us further, you could contact us at naacptampayouth@gmail.com. That's naacptampayouth@gmail.com. Whether you're a community organization that wants to show your support for what we're doing, or just a community leader who knows that this is what the actions we need to be taking as a community, you can also follow us at naacp.tyc on Instagram and ask us questions there, whatever your preference.
Give me that NAACP. At Instagram?
NAACP.TYC, meaning Tampa Youth Council.
Okay.
And then that's our Instagram. Our Gmail is NAACPTampaYouth@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And man, support these kids. Support what they're doing. This is what they need. This is what we need for our communities. Please. Thank you very much. So, hey, listen. Actually, we have a call. We had a call that came in. I don't want to miss that. Let's y'all hang tight for a second. Let's take that call real quick.
Okay.
Before we take this break.
Go ahead, caller. This is Idris from Tampa.
Idris, what's going on? Welcome to the 74.
Good morning, Brother Walter.
All right.
This is Brother Idris Farouk Muhammad.
Hey, man. How you doing? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, family. Just first listening to the discussion previously won't carry long on it. It was yet another heartbreaking reminder that laws are not based on the words that are written, but laws are based on the interpretation as they are applied in the public. And it's that interpretation that individuals have to understand that is beyond the youth who are here today and beyond you and I. There is a certain attitude as it relates to law enforcement.
Yes.
Towards dealing with particular segments of individuals where they are more aggressive and more quick to use lethal force than they are in other communities. And this branch of the NAACP, the youth, the adult branch, and all community individuals have to realize until we have a city council that has subpoena powers and actually subpoena the officers and put them on the record and make that within 12 to 24 hours of the event, this is going to keep persisting. So I would hope that the brothers and sisters who graduate from the junior NAACP to the established NAACP or whatever civic organization will realize that the first form of defense is getting a city council that has subpoena powers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've had that discussion on the show as well. And, of course, we will, you know, that is all a part of the question of what is democracy, where we are in this democratic, this democratic society that we're supposed to be having right now. Hey, listen, thank y'all very much. We're going to go to this break. And let me tell you, I am excited about this discussion. I'm also excited about the fact that these folks came in this today. Please support your NAACP. Please support your NAACP Youth Council. Did you hear me? Support your NAACP Youth Council. I can't say that enough. Okay? Listen, I'm going to go out right now on break with this brother. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Okay. Let me make an announcement real quick. The NAACP Youth Council has a car wash. It's going to be taking place on November 9th, at 1430 West Brandon Boulevard. That's 1430 West Brandon Boulevard in Brandon at Advanced Auto Parts. All right? This is the Tampa Hillsboro branch, the Hillsboro branch of the NAACP Youth Council is having a car wash at Advanced Auto Parts on November 9th from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, okay, at 1430 West Brandon Boulevard. All right, check them out. All right, hey, thank you all so much for coming out. We appreciate you. Peace to you all, and we're going to talk again. We're going to talk again real soon, okay? You're welcome anytime to this show. All right. Peace to you all. Hey, listen, we're going to go out to my main man, Robert Glasper. I love Robert Glasper. You probably heard me talk about him before and play his music before. But this is so great. The Robert Glasper experiment. This is LNK Blues. Check it out.
tuned to WMNF Tampa. This is the Sunday Forum. Stay tuned for more discussion here on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. This is WMNF 40 years radioactive. Thanks to all who supported WMNF during our fun drive, our fall fun drive. And we're so thankful for the thousands of donations that so many of you gave. We didn't reach our goal, though. So if you haven't given yet, please do it at WMNF.org. The app, or call here at WMNF at 813-239-9663 in the studio, or you can try 813-238-8001 weekdays. And again, we're grateful for you. Stay tuned for more discussion on What is Democracy coming up here on Sunday Forum with Walter L. Smith II and the Fourth Estate Crew.
This is Walter L. Smith II and the members of the Fourth Estate from WMNF's Sunday Forum. Join us as we present the film, What is Democracy? What is Democracy is coming at a time of profound political and social crisis. What is Democracy raises critical questions and challenges our establishment and notions of democracy and freedom. The film highlights some of the greatest political thinkers of our time, including Angela Davis and Cornel West. So join us on Thursday, October 24th at 7 p.m. at WMNF Studios at 1210 East Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get your tickets now for $7. Space is limited. For more information, call 813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org. This is Walter L. Smith II, and we look forward to seeing you at What is Democracy?
WMNF 88.5 FM Tampa.
You're backed in certain ways, certain ways. Give the best to yesterday, yeah. And reveal your hideaway.
All this time I've waited so I can get back.
The sound of Robert Glasper Experiment and Find You with Ketanda Remix Audio featuring Iman Omari. Iman Omari. This is the Robert Glasper Experiment. We appreciate you guys joining us here on the Sunday Forum on WMNF 88.5 Tampa. Listen, we are going into this discussion about what is democracy, because we have this film that we are going to be featuring on Thursday that is a critically acclaimed film called What is Democracy? And it is an analysis, actually, of the forms of government, and the form of government that we have here in the United States, and the forms of government that have existed over time. It starts out where you have this discussion with regard to what happened in Greece in ancient times, right? With the discussions that were led primarily by great minds like Plato, primarily Plato. And when we look at this at these discussions, you have this famous writing called Plato's Republic, right? Which is really an anthology of observations made by Plato himself, by the philosopher, to determine what was really happening with regard to the form of government that was new at that particular time to Greece. And we noticed that there were two political parties, the oligarchs and the Democrats. And so of the two parties, the oligarchs, of course, were the wealthy, noble people, usually upper class military, perhaps. And we've seen that through time, haven't we? Right? We've seen that where you have the first estate, second estate, and third estates. And with that, you see the classes that were established through political means to establish some sort of hierarchy in politics and society. The question then became, how do we interact? Because there's a difference of opinion. There was a difference of opinion. And of course, with the oligarchs, they wanted to do what? They wanted to maintain power. They wanted to maintain their lands. The oligarchs were the people who were, as I said before, the seen as the upper classes with wealth and so forth. And quite often, you would see resistance to that, which is what we see today, isn't it? And resistance coming from the Democrats, right? And the Democrats would say things like, you know, would contest that. And, of course, quite often that was to their detriment, from the standpoint that the oligarchs quite often would have the people executed because they just could. It's not democracy. That is absolutism, right? That is being, if you want to put it in layman's terms as much as possible, that's being a bully, right? More than that, that's you know, that's despotism, right? These people going out there and they're eliminating their political opponents because there's a disagreement as to how government should be run.
Yeah, and then just as now, the political parties are really separated from the people. You know, nobody defends the people, not the Democrats, not the Republicans defend the people. And the people are on their own.
Exactly.
Right now, what is about the injury on this young man? What is the Democratic Party saying? What is the Republican Party saying? They don't care.
Nobody said a word.
What does the mayor say, you know?
Nobody said a word.
A person deeply involved in law enforcement, just as they call it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just to leave a young man, with his, paralyzed for the rest of his life. Where is the justice, you know? Shot in the back.
I think it's important to note that in fairness, when things like this happen, you got to be careful about what you say and how you say it, mm-hmm. right? That's in fairness. So we give a little time for people in certain positions to come up with the statements they're going to make, but there must be a statement.
Yeah, but this happened in March.
Yeah, I know exactly. But my point being that we now are seeing this backlash, right? that's starting to occur. Because as you see, you have a youth council now, right? In the NAACP youth council that's making noise because and not enough is being done
exactly.
in their mind,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And there's also a preventive measure that they're taking with regard to the discussion that they're initiating on this topic. My concern with this is that it took that to force taking a second look at it. You get my point?
Yeah, and these young people, they're only asking for aggravated assault, you know? Aggravated assault. A man shot in the back left a young man paralyzed for the rest of his life, and it's only aggravated assault. And the young people say, and I feel for them, and I support them, but
Absolutely.
They say, if they cannot be fired, you know, demand the BMV fired immediately and tried for the violent assault that he committed. You know?
Exactly.
And you know what? So going back to this writing, this review of Plato's observations, there's the movie. There's a question of Plato's challenge,
okay,
which is brought up by Cornel West. And you got to see this movie, What is Democracy, this Friday when you come in. $7 admission, just $7. You got to see this. This is a tremendous, tremendous film. So Plato's Challenge, right, talks about the issue of the failure of democracy.
Okay.
The failure of democracy. We all see the failure of democracy, but just to go back into his time, around in like 300 BC, we're looking at this thing and we're seeing, hey, listen, we're seeing that there's a situation here where he has, Plato himself is from a noble class, right? And he turned his back on his uncle who actually was actually pretty brutal. You guys actually put quite a few people to death himself because they disagreed with him on some issues. So he eliminated a couple of people through execution. But when you look at the fact that Plato turned his back on that activity, first of all, on that action, because of things like that, he took on the position that he was more inclined to turn his back on politics altogether, right? And so terminologies, you know, there are certain terminologies that came from the Greek language that a lot of us don't even know came from that. We spoke about this earlier, right? Where, you know, the term idiot, right? I-D-I-O-T that we know today, back then was spelled I-D-I-O-T-E. And referred to people who were undesirable, who decided that they did not want to take part in any political activity or social activities, and wanted to actually be left alone because it was just too dangerous. It was too dangerous. We have that. We actually have that class of people. Now, they're not idiots, but we have that group of people today who actually have made the decision that they don't want to be a part of what we're seeing right now in terms of what we call democracy. You ask them in the film, that question is asked, did you vote? Right? Did you vote? And you had people who said, oh yeah, I voted. But then you had another segment of people who said, no, I did not. I did not vote. And I did not vote because whatever that reason exactly. was.
Yeah. Yeah, you have some people... Jehovah's Witness, for instance, who do not get engaged because they don't believe in anything of this world. They only believe in a system of the heavens. Mm-hmm. But you also have people who have very legitimate positions against voting. You know, who say this is not going to resolve anything. What has it resolved so far? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and you know, is that structure there really representative of people? You know, does the city council and beyond represent the people that they rule over? And mm-hmm. most of us will contain they don't, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And as it relates to workers, do they have workers even in there? You know, other than their subjects, you know, do they are any of our representatives of the working class? You know, and mm-hmm. most of them are not.
Right.
Most of them are lawyers and people of those type of professions and representatives of the wealthy.
That's right. I mean, you have people like Socrates, right? Socrates is one of those people that decided that he didn't want any part of this. You know, and to have that stigma that you are socially inept, that you are that you don't have the ability to think or the ability to act in a way that goes with the grain of today's societies in terms of involvement in politics, whether you're Democrat or Republican or otherwise, and then to basically ostracize those people from the mainstream was the way that they dealt with things back then, right? So they were seen as being socially inept. Absolutely socially inept because they had no knowledge, right? Watch this. They didn't possess any knowledge of history, politics, economics, military, anything. Not just absolutely nothing, right? So the question then becomes, you know, you have this reference being made to people who are, I think Rush Limbaugh used the term with regard to voters. They're uninformed voters, right? And then, of course, there's terminology that's being used today where people are being called willfully ignorant, right? Willfully ignorant.
Yeah. Limbo is an example of willful
ignorance, right? he is definitely an example of that. Sorry, Rush.
The promotion of willful ignorance.
I mean that is willful ignorance. I mean, he knows what's wrong, he sees what's wrong, but is just intent on continuing the narrative that what is wrong is right. But that's how it goes. That's politics. He's certainly not, in all honesty, you know, he's not one of those people that ostracized himself from the political scene. That's for certain. So he wouldn't fall under that particular scope, but he certainly falls under the scope of those people who would probably be considered back then to be an oligarch, right?
Yeah, and willfully misinforming people.
Yeah, exactly. So when we talk about democracy and what is democracy, we spoke last time about the issue of the republic, right? A society or a government basically that is established for the people by the people, right? And even if you have a political party, if you have these positions in society, whether it's a political party, whether it's opposing parties of with just different viewpoints, right? There's participation, right? So you got, I mean, in order to make a difference there, you have to participate. This is not a spectator sport. This is life. This is where we are. This is where we live. And if you don't have anything to say about it, what do we typically say? If you didn't vote, then what? Don't what?
But they say don't complain.
If you did not vote, don't complain.
Yeah,
it's very important to go to vote, because if you don't vote, someone else gonna vote for you.
Exactly.
Every vote counts.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So, exactly. And we spoke earlier about Haiti,
yeah.
Right? And so we're gonna come back to that discussion actually, and talk about what happened in Haiti very recently.
Yeah.
Just kind of touch on it. But let's go to these phone calls right now. We have. Oh, okay. All right. We're gonna go to the phone calls after the promo. All right. We'll be right back.
This is Walter L. Smith II and the members of the Fourth Estate from WMNF's Sunday Forum. Join us as we present the film, What is Democracy? What is Democracy is coming at a time of profound political and social crisis. What is Democracy raises critical questions and challenges our establishment and notions of democracy and freedom. The film highlights some of the greatest political thinkers of our time, including Angela Davis and Cornel West. So join us on Thursday, October 24th at 7 p.m. at WMNF Studios at 1210 East Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get your tickets now for $7. Space is limited. For more information, call 813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org. This is Walter L. Smith II, and we look forward to seeing you at What is Democracy?
88.5 FM Tampa.
All right, and we're back. We're back on the Sunday Forum. WMNF 88.5 Tampa. All right, y'all like that promo? You better like that promo. We better see you this Thursday too. That's what I know. We really look forward to seeing folks packed house this Thursday. You don't want to miss this film.
Yeah, you want to get on the tickets too. Exactly. I understand they are going fast. Yeah. So get on them.
WMNF.org.
The ticket is very cheap too, you know. So
yeah, $7.
It's not bringing up.
Come on, man.
Yeah, at WMNF.org.
Yeah, this isn't the AMC 24 or nothing, man. Or the 24.
But there will be some entertainment and poets.
Yeah, there you go. We'll
talk.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Floyd. Floyd in Tampa has been waiting patiently.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing?
Floyd, how you doing? Welcome to the Sunday Forum.
All right. And my opinion of democracy is I think it's messy. Mm. And I think it's supposed to be messy. It's your side versus my side. Your side get most of the votes or outvote my side, then your side is in power. They implement their rule. My side, if we get more votes than your side, then we implement what we want to implement. So that's how I see democracy is, you know, two or three sides battling to gain power. And as I've come of age, it looks like it's by any means necessary. So if it's a Democrat, I think a Democrat needs to have a Republican state of mind where they're going to go because they're going to go after the vote. They're going to go after the win by any means necessary, just like the Republican counterparts would. If you're going to play by rules, then we play by rules. If we're not going to have any rules, then I'm not going to play by any rules.
That's where we are now.
If you're going to cheat, I'm going to cheat. And I think that's what it's evolved into. And secondly, I think that when we do elect officials, I think something happens over the course of time, and it gradually happens, where they lose sight or in touch of the people who voted them in. So you can have someone speaking on a platform, and then they get in office. I know more cases than not for black people. Folks get in office, and they switch up. And they end up doing everything other than what they promised that they would do for us.
Mm.
And I think that's happened so much with Democrats and us. When I say us, I'm talking about black people being the most loyal constituency. We end up coming out on the losing end almost every time. So I can understand on one point why, in this system of democracy, why folks are just not excited anymore. I'm struggling to retain my excitement on it.
Right, understood.
It's a messy process.
It is.
You throw in special interests and money, and we end up having something that is democracy. And so that's how I see it, is very messy.
I think you're right. There's no question about that, Floyd. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Floyd has a point. It was messy then, and it's messy now. There's never been a point where it wasn't messy. I'm going to give you an example of something that really bothered me the other day. I was reading the history of a young lady who, you know, during early 1900s, we were talking about the anti-lynching laws. And she happened to have been one of the founders of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. And she actually wrote against lynching. And it went into looking at I clicked over just to check out the anti-lynching laws and read a little more about them in depth.
None of them were really enacted.
Well, that's the issue. That's what troubled me about it, is the fact that the Senate passed it, right? I'm talking about from then till right now, only 2005, maybe? 2008. The Senate passed, but the House has yet to actually pass it. Anti-lynching laws, y'all.
Right, right. That's the government we have.
That's archaic.
Incapable, yeah.
That's archaic, man. So you mean to tell me right now, it's, you know, this, Come on, man. Fundamentally, it's almost, it, you know, you can go out there and just lynch somebody and that's it. I mean, they didn't even find it necessary to do anything about that.
Yeah, I mean, when we started, they started this country's constitution in 1790. If you were enslaved, this was a tyranny. It wasn't a democracy. So it's always been about making it more perfect. I mean, at least they had the presence of mind to write that into the Constitution in order to form a more perfect union. But it has been the victims of this society that has had to lead that fight. It has been black people marching in the streets, even 100 years after slavery, that had to lead the fight to make it a more perfect democracy. And so there's many ways. If you can't vote, you can protest. You can walk in the street. You can raise the specter of a disobedience.
Yeah, but that's not democracy. But that's not democracy.
It's speaking.
I mean, yeah, well, but it's a democracy when you are not part of the ruling of the country. You know, democracy is ruled by the people. You know, is it democracy when all you can do is protest? You know, when they just leave you out to the street to complain that you are being left out? You know,
I didn't say that's all you could do. I'm saying that is historically what had happened. Otherwise, if we didn't march in the streets, if we didn't have our uprisings, there would never have been any change. They would have continued to maintain the landed gentry in this country. It took an entire... And oftentimes it's because we are not allowed to participate, or we don't participate. We are written out.
Intentionally.
Participation.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
Yeah, it's a dictatorship. Exactly. Dictatorship of the upper class. You know, so then,
what we've seen then, guys, is in the beginning, from the very beginning, in Greek society up until right now, so, you know, there's been that issue, hasn't there? Right? And so we look throughout this world, literally, in different countries, and we're seeing the same thing. I mean, we're seeing people just take absolute advantage of the poor. You, like the Bible always says, you know, the poor will always be with you.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. So does that mean that means there are some rules that got to go along with that, right? We got to keep them oppressed. We got to kick them while they're down. Right? We got to maintain. I mean, they'll always be with us because the laws make it that way. You understand what I'm saying? Not everybody's going to be rich, but doggone. I mean, you know, give somebody a chance here. You know, they can't. You can't even vote. You have to suppress people in the manner that we were suppressed for over 400 plus years, even now, to this day. That is archaic. And what's most disturbing about that is that as the country that's supposed to be on the world stage with regard to this type of thing, liberation and so forth, liberty, justice, all these things, right? What does the Statue of Liberty say? Bring me your what?
Your huddled masses, your poor, yearning to breathe free.
Mm-hmm. And then we kick them. And by the way, while you're here, we're going to lynch you. We're going to kill you. We're going to shoot you in the back. We're going to do all these things to you, right? Because we can. Because we can. This is like a yin and a yang type thing. It's almost as though this is human, like this is supposed to be human nature, right? And the question I have is this human nature? Because quite honestly, as we look at the world stage, I go back to this thing about us being on the world stage, and we talked about this issue of this book, for instance, that I talked about a while ago, Eyes Off the Prize, right? The early years of the NAACP, when we talked about human rights as opposed to civil rights, right? Because people were being lynched, the anti-lynching laws. I mean, it's 2018. It took until 2018 for anti-lynching, for the justice. I'm getting upset. The justice of victims of anti-lynching at 2018. As of February 2019, it has not been passed by the House of Representatives or signed by the President. As much as I love President Obama. What happened?
He didn't have a majority. Congress passes laws. Congress are the ones who make law. A president can be overturned by 2/3 of a Congress.
Dude, but I don't even remember this even being a discussion.
Right, this is an
for
aristocracy.
8 years, I don't even remember this being a discussion. I know we had a bunch of other things that were on our plate besides that, but doggone. I mean, really. So I digress. Let's go, I want two callers
waiting on the line.
Okay, all right, let's go to the callers because I really want to hear from Larry G about what happened in Haiti very okay. recently.
Yeah.
So let's go to the line.
You did make very good points. You were making good points.
It's just absurd.
This is Shane from Lakeland.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Shane, how you doing? Welcome to the Sunday.
Okay, I'm doing excellent. All right. But dealing with the democracy thing, we're not in a democracy. We've never been in a democracy. What I'm saying is they make sure that everyone can't vote. They make sure everyone can't vote, so we can't be a democracy, so we can't have a democracy. But dealing with what the kids were saying today about the police shooting a young man in the back. Hello?
Right, yep.
Okay, we have just as important issue is not the ones they don't kill, but they beat us up. I've been beat up by.
Oh, did we lose him?
Yeah, we lost him, and I hope it wasn't the police fault. But
now, why would you say that? Now you're trying to get us beat up.
Actually, three calls fell at the same time.
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
they all
three people
got
online.
Away from us. So call us back, 813-239-9663.
Yes, please call back.
Please call back, man.
We just lost everybody.
My man, Larry G.
Yes.
Tell us about what you saw in Haiti recently.
So what happened in Haiti right now is very, very, very sad. You know what I mean? So it's something, it's been a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we just knew. That's why you can see so many Haitians, like they just left the country, go somewhere else. It's about the politics.
Mm-hmm.
The politics in Haiti is it's very, very bad. So everyone try to stay away, just leave the country for the people who make the politics, because the politics in Haiti is very, very
so dangerous. What happened recently? There was something that happened. You were telling us about recently before the show started, regarding wealthy folks coming into the country.
Like, right now, there's a lot of things going on in Haiti right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they want to, for the president can just leave the country, go somewhere without finish his term. You know what I mean? So in Haiti, when you got power, like as a president, like you got power, the people vote for you.
Right.
But you doesn't have the power for do something, because the rich people, before you take, when you go to the election, mm-hmm. they give you money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To mm-hmm. make the campaign, something like that.
Right.
So after that, it's like something you have to pay back after. So that them who got the place who got money, that mm-hmm. them who control those place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If sometime you try to cut that thing away, you're going to be in big trouble. So you're going to see the people on the street against you. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what you're doing.
You mean the bribe.
Yeah. So even you don't do anything bad to them, so they come after you, because the same people who give you money to go to the election, so mm-hmm. now they put the money on the street to put those people against you.
Because you haven't fulfilled the promise to them.
So if you try to touch what they have as advantage mm-hmm. in this country, mm-hmm. you're going to be in big trouble, because some of them, they got like poor country like that, like mm-hmm. only one company can have like 10 million dollars every month. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
outside forces coming in and actually giving it.
So that's one of the problem. That's one of the problem now there's in Haiti. Like the president try to cut that contract.
Mm-hmm.
They have that contract for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
No one can touch that. If you come as a president, you try to touch that thing, they're gonna put people against you on the street.
To eliminate you
and to send you out of country, because you cannot finish your term as a president. You know, so.
And we've seen this in other countries.
Yeah. We've seen that here.
We've seen it here.
We've seen versions of that here. Like there was a case where a cigarette company, I think it was Philip Morris, that was on trial, and the jurors were almost all afraid to rule against the company because they worked for the company.
Yeah.
Or when 45 went to a plant and the plant owners decided that the workers had to go. You had to go or you weren't getting paid.
Yeah.
Right, so right, right. Sort of yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So you're forced into this thing. So what we've seen from ancient times until now, mm-hmm. really has not changed, has it?
No.
I mean, we just have different dimensions of it, exactly. I guess.
Yeah, Plato talked about decay. He says, if you know, no matter how big and powerful a society or a country mm-hmm. could get, it could still decay. And especially if you have those who want to rule as monarchs, as oligarchs, you know, who are out for themselves, there's nothing they wouldn't do to maintain that power. And we've seen that played out a lot.
Listen, we're talking about what is democracy.
I think Plato may have predicted a 45.
From way back when, right? So listen, folks, this is the Sunday Forum with your host, Walter Us, with the second and the fourth estate. As we're talking about this issue of what is democracy, and the film that we will be showing, critically acclaimed film, we will be showing this Thursday at the WMNF studios here at 1210 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. We have a call on the phone right now.
Looks like Shane from Lakeland called us.
Shane from Lakeland. Shane, what's going on? This is Walter Smith. What's happening?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I don't know how I lost y'all.
All right. Glad you're back, man.
Like the kids were saying about the police killing, shooting us, but they also just beating some of us up. I've been beat up by police. I got chipped teeth because the police beat me up. Now, not just they say all police isn't bad. But if I'm on the corner doing something wrong, and my friend standing next to me not, both of us are charged as we're both bad people. You got police standing by, letting. The police who kicked me in my mouth, there was a police standing by him who didn't kick me. And then told me I'd be okay after he kicked me. He's just as bad as the other guy because he didn't stand beside me when I protest. He didn't agree with me when I said, hey, the man kicked me in my mouth. He said that I was resisting arrest without violence. If I go to the hospital, they're going to have it with violence. If I don't, it's without violence. I didn't go. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shane.
Do this to, I mean, if you never got caught by it, you don't know about it. People could tell you about it and say, well, I don't know. I've been to the NAACP back in the 90s. And they told me to pray about it. When you got police who beating you up.
And they told you to wait, back up. They told you to do what? Oh, man, come on, man.
They told me to pray. That's when Free was out. It was Free. It was, that's how I met Sister Connie. Because I was trying to find somebody who can help, who would stand up to the police and say, hey, yeah, you may not kill him. You may not shot him, but I've been kicked in the mouth. I got still right now, my right shoulder is messed up because of what happened back in the 90s. And I had to go to jail for resisting arrest without violence because if I go to the hospital, it's got to be with violence.
Wow.
And then they give you a plea so you can take the plea that way because I'm going to sit in jail regardless. So let me go ahead and take this plea. They'll let me out and then I'll see if I can fight. But you can't fight. And no one's going to help you while you're in there. Nobody think, well, he did something. That's the first thing the lady said at the desk at the NAACP. I did something.
Yeah, you know what, man? That's insane.
Yeah, there is no support. Who's out there? You know, who is out there? What entity? Where's the Democratic Party? You know,
right? You know,
right?
Shane
actually told me that the judge at the time, I don't know if I can say his name, but the judge at his time, he was Hispanic, and he couldn't be charged for anything, because I told the judge. The judge said he didn't believe me. Said he couldn't be. They couldn't go after him because he's a supporter of the NAACP and he was Hispanic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Shane. We appreciate the call, man.
They're in there. They're in there. But their job is not to do justice. You know.
Right. We. And thank you again, Shane, for your call.
Shane, leave us your phone number. Can you do that? I'll be on the phone.
Call back. Shane.
I'll be on the phone. Stay on the line. I'll get your phone.
He's already gone.
He's gone.
Oh, never mind.
You can call back, Shane, and I will get your information. We're going to take a break because we only have a few minutes left. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. This is insane, but what we've come to the conclusion of, mm-hmm. guys, is that nothing has really changed. It's just somewhat gotten worse.
Exactly.
It's just gotten worse. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to go out with Esperanza Spalding's I Know You Know, here on WMNF 88.5 Tampa.
You are listening to the Sunday Forum here on WMNF Radio, 88.5 FM in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater. And thank you to all who fed us last Sunday during the marathon, the membership drive, including Fado Family Cuban Bakery, Tijuana Flats, and All-Star Janitorial, and Nature's Food and Patch, and Petro Middle Eastern Cuisine. Thanks to all of you.
Sunday Forum here on WMNF 88.5 Tampa. This is your host, Walter L. Smith II, and the members of the 4th Estate crew. Thank you for joining us, folks. It is now 11:58 in the a.m. as we're going into the noonday. We really want to thank you for joining us here today as we had this discussion on what is democracy. Join us this Thursday for the film, to view the film, What is Democracy? Right here at WMNF Studios on 1210 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in Tampa. You don't want to miss this. It's $7 at 7 p.m. This Thursday. Come and check it out. And we want to hear from you because we are going to have a post-show discussion. We are going to, we have a tremendous post-show discussion lined up for you, and we also have poets, right? We got poets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dennis Amadeus.
Yes, my man Dennis. Everybody knows Dennis, man. Dennis, we're looking forward to it, brother. And
Acho brother providing us the music. I just saw Acho this past Wednesday or Thursday at Hooch and Hive, someplace down by the University of Tampa. And man, wonderful. People are so warm to him. He plays, you know, some great music, you know?
That's good. That's good, man. Hey, listen, thank you very much. For the State, thank you very much. We appreciate everything you do all the time, baby. This is how we do it here on WMNF 88.5 Tampa. on the Sunday Forum. And as always, this is Walter L. Smith II.